You remember the town? You remember how it was before the Depression, as we know?
Oh, the stagnation of men. You know, we had these little town, as the storefronts were, where there was almost a built-in ledge of where the concrete was. And these men who went down there and sat, and there they sat. And what, visited or what, but there they were with their pipes, getting older every day. And then I can think of when the WPA, Workmen's Project Administration, came in, and my father immediately got employed on the WPA. And I remember how stark it was for me to come into training and have girls, one of them who lived across the hall from me at Pat Memorial, whose father was a doctor in Michigan. I can think of people and how it struck me of their impression of the WPA. Because before I could ever say, my father was employed on the WPA, discussions and bull sessions in our rooms immediately was these lazy people that don't do a thing, the shovel leaners, and I'd just sit there and listen to them, and then I'd look around and I realized, sure, her father's a doctor in St. Joe, Michigan. Well, how nice. And then her mother was a nurse, and her mother worked all kinds of hours, had a cot under the patient's bed, and she and her brother lived at home, and the mother would come home on her off hours. But the mother had a respectable employment. This was nice. In my family, there was no respectable employment. There was no, until I thought, you don't know what it's like. My father survived the Depression. The war came along, and he went to work in a defense plant in Seneca, Illinois, in a carpool. And my father was always happy to have a job and start making money. Oh, I don't think of anything that stood out for my father like, you know, Yimandila, I have work.
Having work was the big thing.
Oh, yes. This stands out in my mind, that for every time that he, that a new thing broke, that he could work for a while, this man was really happy to be working.